आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। लोकसभा पासेस वॉफ अमेंडमेंट बिल 2025, एम्स टू स्ट्रीमलाइन मैनेजमेंट ऑफ वॉफ प्रॉपर्टीज विद प्रोविजंस टू सेफगार्ड हेरिटेज साइट्स एंड प्रमोट सोशल वेलफेयर। Lok Sabha adopts statutory resolution confirming imposition of president's rule in Manipur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on two-nation visit to Thailand and Sri Lanka to attend BIMSTEC summit in Bangkok. US President Donald Trump announces reciprocal tariffs on several countries, India to be charged 26%. Myanmar's military government announces temporary ceasefire in civil war to facilitate earthquake relief efforts. And in IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeat Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 8 wickets in Bengaluru. The Lok Sabha has passed the WAF Amendment Bill 2025, negating the amendments moved by opposition. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla announced that the bill was cleared by the House with 288 members voted in favour of it, while 232 members voted against the bill.
Mananiya Sadasyagan, शुद्धि के अध्ययन मत विभाजन का परिणाम इस प्रकार है। पक्ष में 288, विपक्ष में 232। प्रस्ताव स्वीकृत हुआ और विधेयक यथा संशोधित पारित हुआ।
The lower house held discussion over the bill for over 12 hours till late night. The WAF Amendment Bill 2025 aims to streamline the management of WAF properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between WAF boards and local authorities, and protecting stakeholders' rights. The bill also seeks to improve the economic and social status of Muslim women, particularly widows and divorced women. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said such assumption that non-Muslims will interfere in the WAF board dealings is wrong. Rejecting the allegation levelled by opposition of government being anti-minority, he said Narendra Modi government has taken care of even the smallest minority community like the Parsis. Responding to the allegations of opposition members who termed the bill unconstitutional, the minister said the opposition members have not been able to give any reason behind it.
अगर आप कहते हैं कि ये बिल गैर संवैधानिक है तो आप बताइए संवैधानिक कैसे है। अगर अनकॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल था तो फिर किसी कोर्ट ने क्यों स्ट्राइक डाउन नहीं किया। इसलिए मैं इस सदन में कहना चाहता हूँ, कुछ शब्द ऐसा होता है कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल अनकॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल, ये हल्के में इस्तेमाल नहीं करना चाहिए।
Early in the day moving the bill, the minister said it has nothing to do with the religious practice of Muslims and it only deals with the properties related to WAF boards. He said in the present act, some provisions were misused to declare any land as WAF property in the country. Krishna Prasad Tennetty of the TDP supported the bill. He said WAF properties worth 1.2 lakh crore rupees and over 36 lakh acres of land present an opportunity for economic and social transformation for minorities. JDU leader and Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh Lallan said the legislation will bring transparency in management of WAF properties and stop the misuse. Intervening in the debate, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said no non-Muslim will come into the WAF. He said there is no such provision to include any non-Muslim among those who manage the religious institutions.
सदन के माध्यम से देश भर के मुसलमान भाइयों बहनों को कहना चाहता हूँ, आपके वक्फ में एक भी नॉन मुस्लिम नहीं आएगा। ये एक्ट में ऐसा कोई प्रावधान, मगर जो वक्फ बोर्ड है और वक्फ परिषद है उसका काम क्या है? वक्फ की संपत्तियां मान्यवर बेच खाने वाले लोगों को पकड़कर इसके बाहर निकालने का। वक्फ के नाम पर औने पौने दाम में संपत्तियों को 100-100 साल तक किराए पे देने वाले लोगों को।
Mr. Shah said this is a huge misconception that this bill will interfere with the religious conduct of Muslims and interfere with the property donated by them. Mr. Shah said this bill will not turn necessary if the then Congress government had not amended the bill in 2013. Asaduddin Oasi of AIMIM claimed that the bill goes against the constitutional provision of equality of all religions. Arvind Sawant of the Shiv Sena UBT alleged that clause-by-clause discussions were not held in the JPC. Shrikant Shinde of the Shiv Sena said the legislation has been named as Unified WAF Management Empowerment, Efficiency and Development, UMEED, and it will give hope to the minorities for progress. Meanwhile, various organizations across the country have welcomed the WAF Amendment Bill 2025, terming it a new dawn of reforms and gesture of goodwill from Narendra Modi government towards deprived and backward Muslims. In Kerala, residents of the coastal village of Munambam near Kochi took out a procession in support of the Narendra Modi government around midnight last as news about the Lok Sabha passing the WAF Amendment Bill came in. Over 600-odd residents of the village have been agitating for more than 160 days against the state WAF board's claim over their residential properties in Munambam. After Lok Sabha passed the bill, they raised slogans and burst crackers, expressing hope that they may not face eviction from their homes where they were living for decades. The Lok Sabha adopted a statutory resolution confirming imposition of president's rule in Manipur. The House held a brief discussion on the resolution and raised the issue of violence in the state and the hardships faced by the people there. Replying to a debate on the statutory resolution in the House, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the government is making all-out efforts to restore normalcy in Manipur.
सरकार शांति प्रस्तापित करने के सभी उच्चतम प्रयास कर रही है राष्ट्रपति शासन आने के बाद दोनों समुदायों से चर्चा भी हुई दो मीटिंग दोनों समुदायों के सारी संस्थाओं से अलग अलग हुई है पहली चिंता शांति प्रस्तापित करने की है चार महीने से एक भी मौत नहीं हुई है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a two-day visit to Thailand this morning to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC summit. This is Prime Minister's third visit to Thailand after 2019 and 2016. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi highlighted that over the past decade, BIMSTEC has emerged as a significant forum for promoting regional development, connectivity and economic progress in the Bay of Bengal region. He added that with its geographical location, India's northeastern region lies at the heart of BIMSTEC. The Prime Minister said that he is looking forward to meeting the leaders of the BIMSTEC countries and engaging productively to further strengthen our collaboration with interest of the people in mind. The theme of the 6th BIMSTEC summit to be held tomorrow is BIMSTEC Prosperous, Resilient and Open. The Bangkok Vision 2030 will be adopted at the summit and the report of the BIMSTEC Eminent Persons Group will also be endorsed to chart the future direction of BIMSTEC. We have more from a correspondent.
India and Thailand have historically warm bilateral relations, shared civilizational, cultural and religious bonds. Thailand is India's maritime neighbor, a valuable partner in the Act East policy and vision for the Indo-Pacific, and a highly valued partner in BIMSTEC. Bilateral trade is almost $15 billion, with India's exports to Thailand at around $5 billion and imports from Thailand at around $10 billion. India's focus on BIMSTEC is on institution and capacity building, strengthening security and increasing connectivity. A number of agreements and declarations are likely to be concluded at the summit. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Following the BIMSTEC summit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Sri Lanka tomorrow for a three-day state visit at the invitation of Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. US President Donald Trump has announced reciprocal tariffs on several countries, including India, which will be charged 26% of its imports. In a press conference at the Rose Garden in the White House, Mr. Trump said the tariffs will not be fully reciprocal and the US will charge countries around half of the levies they put on Washington. He said the US will calculate the combined rates of all tariffs, including non-tariff barriers, and charge them approximately half of what the countries have been levying on the US.
But we will charge them approximately half of what they are and have been charging us. So the tariffs will be not a full reciprocal. I could have done that, yes, but it would have been tough for a lot of countries. We didn't want to do that.
President Trump also announced a 20% levy on the imports from the European Union and 10% from the UK, two of the main trade partners and allies of the United States. India is imposed with 26% tariff, whereas import tariffs on China are 34%. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Israel Defense Forces is intensifying their operations in the Gaza Strip. In a social media post yesterday, he said that the pressure on Gaza will continue to escalate until hostages are returned. In Myanmar, the death toll from the deadly 7.7 magnitude earthquake has risen to 3,003, with more than 4,500 people injured. Myanmar's ruling military declared a temporary ceasefire in the country's civil war to facilitate relief efforts. The surprise announcement by military leaders came late yesterday on state television, which said the halt in fighting will run till April 22nd to show compassion for the people affected by the quake. The announcement followed unilateral temporary ceasefires. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions to continue to prevail over the Saurashtra and Kutch regions during the next 7 days. According to the IMD, maximum temperatures will rise gradually by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 7 days. The weather agency has also forecast thunderstorm, lightning and hailstorm with heavy rainfall likely over parts of South Peninsula India during the next 4 days. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall will prevail over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala and coastal and north interior Karnataka today. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 8 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Gujarat Titans comfortably achieved the target of 170 runs, losing 2 wickets in 17.5 overs. Josh Butler top scored for Gujarat Titans with an unbeaten 73 of 39 balls. For Gujarat, Mohammad Siraj claimed the highest 3 wickets. He was declared player of the match. Today, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Two-time Olympic medalist Manu Bhakar will lead a 43-member Indian shooting contingent at the ISSF World Cup 2025 at Buenos Aires in Argentina beginning today. The Buenos Aires meet will see shooters compete in rifle, pistol and shotgun disciplines. Over 400 shooters from 45 countries are scheduled to compete at the year's first ISSF World Cup event. Indian boxer Jadumani Singh has advanced in the semi-finals of the men's 50-kilogram category at the World Boxing Cup in Brazil. The 20-year-old reigning national champion registered a narrow win over English boxer Ellis Trowbridge in a 3-2 split decision in his quarterfinal bout. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Abhishek. Lok Sabha clears Waqf Bill as government opposition clash in 12-hour debate leads the Asian Age. Hindustan Times quotes Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta as saying, Centre Delhi government will fix crisis together. Army foils intrusion bid by Pakistan soldiers in Jammu and Kashmir's Poonch sector, reports the Tribune. Army asks Pakistani forces to abide by 2021 ceasefire, says the Hindu. Poonam Gupta named new RBI deputy governor, reports the Hindu Business Line. Haridwar to be butcher-free zone soon, informs the Times of India. Val Kilmer, Top Gun and Batman star with an intense approach, dies at 65, reports the Indian Express. And finally, on the ICC World Cup Championship final between South Africa and Australia, which is on the horizon, the Statesman writes, Scott Bolan aiming to leave his mark at World Test Championship 2025 final about the key pacer of Australia. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha passes WAF Amendment Bill 2025 aims to streamline management of WAF properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. Lok Sabha adopts statutory resolution confirming imposition of President's rule in Manipur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on two-nation visit to Thailand and Sri Lanka to attend BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok. US President Donald Trump announces reciprocal tariffs on several countries, India to be charged 26%. Myanmar's military government announces temporary ceasefire in civil war to facilitate earthquake relief efforts. And in IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeat Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 8 wickets in Bengaluru. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.